That's incredible. Part 2. More amazing facts and strange stories about our weird and wonderful world.
Monkey business. The macaque monkeys who live around the Uluwatu temple in Bali have found a new way of life, stealing from tourists and then demanding a food payment before returning the object. More surprisingly still, the monkeys have successfully identified which objects have the most value to humans. Mobile phones, wallets, and prescription glasses are the greatest prizes, and the monkeys will demand a far higher price to return them than they do with less important objects. The temple staff negotiate with the monkeys for the tourists, sometimes for up to 25 minutes.
Honeybees. Did you know that these insects flap their wings 230 times a second, can count, and understand the difference between odd and even numbers?
I knew they were amazing.
Weird water. We see water as pure and simple, but it's a very strange substance. For instance, it expands when it goes from liquid to solid form, whereas every other substance reduces in volume as a solid, becoming denser. It is because ice is less dense than liquid water that it floats, rather than sinking to the bottom of the sea. This may be connected to something else bizarre about H2O. Hot water freezes faster than cold water. The reason is that as water heats up, it expands and becomes less dense, meaning that the particles are closer in disposition to their solid ice form than is the case with cold water.
The Yemeni Martians. In 1997, three men in Yemen sued the American space agency NASA for trespassing on their territory, Mars. "We inherited the planet from our ancestors 3,000 years ago," the three men declared, producing written evidence of this for the Yemeni prosecutor general. Their claim was based on the mythologies of two ancient pre-Christian civilizations, the Himyarites and the Sabaeans. These groups had temples dedicated to several planets, including Mars, and the men claimed their ancestors came from Mars. Their case was rejected, and Yemen's prosecutor threatened to send them to prison if they persisted.
Pastafarian Paradists. How did the universe begin? Was it something to do with God, quantum physics, or was it created by a giant flying spaghetti monster garnished with two huge meatballs? You probably think that last option is improbable, but that is the point of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, also known as Pastafarianism. It began in 2005 when an American physics student, Bobby Henderson, objected to a plan by the Kansas State Board of Education to teach biblical creationism in high school classes on evolution. He wrote a letter saying that they should also, then, teach the flying spaghetti monster theory, which was also unsupported by any scientific evidence. His letter went viral, and soon more and more people began following Pastafarianism. In the Netherlands, New Zealand, and elsewhere, it is a recognized religion. Some Pastafarians have even won the right to wear their religious headgear, a kitchen colander, in official photos for driving licenses and passports.
Diamond rain. If you want to become rich, there's a sure way of doing so. You just need to go to the planet Saturn, where it rains diamonds. The enormous size of gas giant planets such as Saturn, Neptune, and Uranus create such extreme pressure within their atmosphere that carbon atoms crystallize and become diamonds. Researchers estimate that around 1 million kilos of diamonds rain on Saturn each year. Of course, to get the diamonds, you would need to survive unimaginable pressure, toxic chemical winds, and deadly electrical currents. So it's probably easier to rob a bank.
Devoted seahorses. Did you know that male seahorses get pregnant? They incubate the female's eggs in a pouch for a few weeks and give birth to hundreds of young at one time. Birth contractions can last up to 12 hours.
Wow, that is amazing.
Incredible atoms. Our physical world is made up of atoms, each atom consisting of a nucleus orbited by electrons moving in a random manner. The empty space in which the electrons move is 99.99999% of the atom's total area. So, only 0.00001% of seemingly solid matter is comprised of physical particles. Take away all the empty space inside our atoms, and the human race would fit into a box the size of a sugar cube.
Big numbers for Lego. Since their introduction in 1978, over 4 billion Lego minifigures have been produced. If they were real humans, therefore, they would be the biggest nation on Earth by far. Already, they have explored further than any human, with 3 minifigures having voyaged to Jupiter on a 2011 NASA mission. They represented the Roman god Jupiter, his wife Juno, and the Renaissance astronomer Galileo. The rarest and most expensive Lego minifigure is a solid gold Boba Fett from Star Wars, of which only 2 exist, each valued at more than $11,000.
Zombie fungus. Zombies are real, it seems. A tropical fungus called Ophiocordyceps unilateralis exists that targets ants and turns them into the insect equivalent of the walking dead. When the ant comes into contact with the cordyceps spore, the fungus forces its way inside the ant's exoskeleton and spreads through its muscles. It can then control the ant's movements in precise ways. It forces the ant to find a plant in an area with specific humidity and temperature levels. It then makes it climb the plant to a height of about 25 centimeters. The ant bites into the main vein on the underside of a leaf on the northern side of the plant, at which point its mandibles lock permanently. The ant now dies, and the mushroom of the fungus explodes out of its head, releasing spores to turn other ants below into zombies. Yuck.
Viruses are not alive. During the pandemic, with its multiple waves and variants, it felt like the COVID-19 virus was a baddie out to get us all. Like all other viruses, however, the SARS-CoV-2 virus is not alive. Living things have cells, are animate, and can reproduce. Viruses have none of these characteristics. They are inert chemical signatures that have no energy or volition until they find themselves within the cell of a living creature. At that point, they borrow life from their host, making the host's own body generate copies of themselves and evolve. Understanding viruses may reveal much we do not yet know about evolution.